Welcome back to another episode of A Moment with Melody. You guys, it's been a while. Oh my God, I'm already fucking up because I'm not used to this. So I don't know how long it's been since I recorded an episode, probably like a month or so, but
she's been a busy gal.
My best friend is back, Regina. If you guys hear my dog again, he's just sniffing around. He doesn't want to go over there where he's supposed to be at.
He's doing good. He's not bothering anybody.
So, what do you want to... I honestly didn't even have, like, too much planned out for today. We just haven't even... I feel like we talk every so often because you're probably one of the very few people that I talk to every so often, actually. Hold on. Let me grab my drink.
I'll grab one, too.
Shout out to my sponsor for these. That's all I'm going to say for that. And...
You can't see. I winked.
I'm going to zoom into that. This is the second little twisted tea that we have. These are actually pretty good. I had never drank these before recently. I fuck with them. I don't even know. I haven't even looked. How many calories do these have, I wonder?
I don't think you want to know. That's why we're drinking it.
Yeah, you're right. I like... Okay, so I don't think I had told anybody on here. My hair is like bothering me. Okay, first of all, I'm so glad my hair lightened up in Mexico because that means I'm going to be able to go to the color that I've been wanting to go to.
Which is?
I don't want to tell anybody yet. I think you know.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that I'm going to do that the end of this month, my next appointment, because she's like, if it lightens up, like, we'll do it on the next one. But I haven't been feeling my best self with this hair. Like, I had this long ass weave, but also I'm like so glad that I didn't have my extensions on the trip.
God, yeah.
Because it was like so hot over there. I was fucking sweating my ass off the whole time, drenching, dripping sweat.
It would have ended up like a rat's tail.
It would have been just a mess, and like showering in the ocean and the pools and everything. So I'm like, okay, I was supposed to go with like no hair on the trip, but I feel like it's so hard to do it because it's so short and I don't know how to do it anyways. Okay. What was I fucking getting to before I ranted on about my hair?
I'm one of the few people that you talk to every so often. And I feel like you text to vent and then sometimes you'll call me when we're both at work. And if I'm by myself at work, then I'll answer. But like, yeah, I guess we don't really talk like...
I mean, I call you randomly like on the weekend or something. And then we fucking talk for like stupid long, like hours.
What are you doing? It's always just like, what am I doing? Like, I don't know. It feels so accusatory.
Really?
Yes.
I'm just like trying to see what you're up to. But what are
you doing? Angry even.
Really?
I mean, I'm used to it, but it's funny.
Probably. When I call you, I'm probably, like, pissed off about something most of the time.
No matter what I say, you're always just like, oh. Anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you clearly call to vent, not to, like, you know, talk to me. It's to vent to me.
I mean,
which is fine. I enjoy it.
Who do you call to vent to?
I don't. I just, like, cry.
Yeah, you're probably the only... You or Francia. And Francia, like... I don't know if it's... I'm trying to think. It might be for different things. Or it might be, like, when you don't answer the phone or something. And then Darlene, maybe at the gym. I'll tell her stuff. But that's it. I don't really tell anybody else anything. And honestly, the past week, I've been so isolated that I probably feel okay because I've known you. Though I was thinking today as I was driving, like, I've known you for 20 years. Like, we met in sixth grade. I just turned 31.
You're so right. Oh, my God. We were
that's
little.
Like two-thirds of my lifetime.
I know.
And you know what? The other day, I was, like, seeing this podcast. Mm-hmm. Where these girls were like saying that they almost like broke up the podcast. Not that like we're officially like doing this podcast together, but I was just thinking like they were like, oh, like all friendships have ups and downs and like all this stuff. And I was like thinking like, I don't think so. Like most friendships that I had before did have ups and downs, but I feel like ultimately like I'm not friends with those people anymore.
Yeah.
I can't think of a time where me and you got into a fight. Like, we've probably been annoyed as fuck of each other because we've known each other for so fucking long also.
Yeah.
And then we also, like, I feel like you already know, like, you know, like, certain parts of me or whatever that could be annoying or whatever by this point. But I don't think we've ever gotten in a fight where I'm like, oh, like, I'm so hurt by you. Like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Yeah. Like, you know, like, nothing like that or nothing, like, serious ever. Or Francia or, like, Darlene, like, my few friends. I'm like, I don't think we've ever really been in anything where I'm, like, questioning or, like, how a lot of people are, like, yeah, you know, relationships, like, friendships are hard. I'm like, I don't think that they've been hard with, like, my few friends that are really, like, consider my friends.
Like, it's not that serious, which is, like, it makes it very serious, but it's just, like, we're not... I don't know, we're not competing against each other. We're not, like, we all have our own separate lives apart from each other.
Yeah.
So, like, when something happens, it's, like, it doesn't...
But I think we've also adapted over time because there's been points of our lives when we were, like, always together, always, like, hanging out. And I feel like now that we're older, obviously, like, we don't... There's a lot of people I know also that take it so personal, like, if I don't go to their kid's birthday party or if I don't fucking text them back or whatever the case might be. And I feel like... You guys also, like, you guys would never think, like, something's wrong with me and I don't want to be friends with you or I don't want to talk to you or, like, that wouldn't even cross your mind. You would just probably be, like, if you haven't heard from me for a while, you'd be, like, what the fuck?
Because I just go on, like, find my friends and I'm just, like, oh, there she is. So it's, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm so close to you because I know exactly where you're at. It's
all the time.
Yeah, but I'm, like, oh, wait, I actually haven't talked to her in a while, but, like, she's at the gym.
I think we talk pretty often.
Yeah, we do.
Regardless, but, yeah, this week I've been, like, isolating myself. I haven't texted nobody back. I haven't, like, I don't know. I'm so grateful that after my trip was amazing, great, perfect, and then as soon as I come back, everything went to shit, like... You know, like, I was sick, I had an infection, I was in the hospital, like, I haven't been able to work out the same. I'm just, like, trying to, like, get back to normal. Also, I got sick for my stomach, dude. Like, I couldn't eat nothing here for, like, a few days. Like, I was just, like, going through it, like, cold sweats and shit. And I'm like, the food here is so fucking disgusting because I was eating regular food over there. I mean, it was just for a week. And then I come back here and I eat regular food and it's, like, it just did not sit well.
Yeah, we're not known for, like, having the healthiest food. Even if it's healthy, it's, you know, not compared to other places. But, like, yeah, like, your bad luck, like, it comes in threes.
So I don't know. You know, yeah. I was just wondering, like, I wonder if that's somebody's doing because while I was on this trip, I did not, like, I don't know if I told you, I deleted my Instagram app while I was in Mexico and I couldn't, like.
Oh, that's nice.
So for a few days, I was like, no, it's fine. Like, I'm going to just delete it and I'm going to, like. Just be out here because I was already recording for like the vlog and that already felt like
a lot.
Having to carry the camera around all the time with me and like whipping it out and I feel like I got a good amount of like content of like most of my days there, but I felt like disconnected. I wasn't posting anything and then as soon as I'm back and I start posting shit, it was like I was like, is this Ojo or something? Like, I don't know. But
wait, what do you mean? Like, do you think bad stuff started happening once you put Instagram back in your phone?
Like, once I started posting and, like, I was back.
Oh, and then whoever was the witch was just like, oh, she's back. I forgot about her. Let me, like, send the bad spells her way again.
I don't know. They were just, like, hating. Like, oh, this bitch had a good time over there. Like, fuck her. I don't know. I don't know what I think.
Do you think the person that's giving you a whole... is
I feel like there's a lot person. Of people
yeah, yeah. So I'm just like, okay, like when you were like 11, like bad shit will happen to you then too, so it's just like
I feel like I don't know, I feel like probably somebody like, did something.
Are they still
I kind of want to go. I don't even know if I could make that like a vlog or anything, but I kind of want to go to somebody to tell me like has somebody done something to me.
And then what are you gonna do if they say yes? What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm gonna be like, run it. Whatever the fucking they think they want to do to me, like give me.
Well, they're gonna have to like break it, and they're gonna have to like get all their like you know homies together and like put all their energy to help you like break the spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend that does.
It's expensive.
I think it can get expensive, but yeah. You know,
I'm just curious because charms, I feel like I'm a good person. And before, I would be like, it's karma. Like, because, you know, growing up, I feel like I've made some fucked up decisions or I've just been, you know, like not a great person at times. And I feel like now.
You're just like a little slutty, but that doesn't mean that you were like a bad person.
I don't know. I'm not even in that way, though. I honestly don't even consider. I mean, okay.
Like, you weren't a bad person, though.
Okay, slutty, but like, I feel like I'm still slutty. I'm just slutty in a different way or, like, for different reasons now. But, like, you know, I don't regret that, like, aspect of my life necessarily.
But that's,
necessarily.
Like, the only karma that you would get. But, like, that's not
No, I think karma. I was, like, petty before. I think I would do things on purpose before. Like, I would purposely, like, try to fuck with people. Getting to the funny thing that I did the other day, and it's so funny to me because it's 2024, okay?
Okay.
It's been 4 years since I talked to this person, and literally, I woke up the other day, 5 a.m., it's 5 a.m., okay? I'm just gonna give you, like, the situation. I wake up, it's 5 in the morning, I'm about to go to the gym, because I leave, like, before 6 in the morning to go to the gym. I wake up, get ready, walk my dog, like, whatever I have to do, pack my bags, and then I go to the gym, go to work, whatever, right?
Okay.
I had, like, woke up, masturbated, just for no reason, right? I think sometimes I do that to wake me up, actually. And I accidentally...
I just take a shower, but okay.
Really? I shower in the night most of the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, so while I'm, like, finishing that up, I guess I'm, like, accidentally push my TV remote that's, like, on the TV with me. I mean, on the bed with me. And I don't know what the fuck I pushed, dude. I look up and it says my ex's name and then another name under it. And I'm on, like, a Hulu account. And I was so fucking triggered, Yvonne, because we broke up in 2020.
Have you not gone on Hulu since, like, 4 years ago?
No, bitch. That's not even my Hulu, bitch. Like, I don't even have a Hulu account. So
you thought you didn't, like, you couldn't go on it?
No, bitch. I'm about to tell you why I'm so fucking triggered.
Okay.
I fuck... When I was with this stupid man, trash of a person, I had given him a Roku stick, like, for his, like, family or something. I don't know. Whatever. And I guess he logged in with my email, right? And so, it snapped and clicked in my head when I saw that he's still signed in to my Roku. So now I'm pissed because it's been 4 years that this motherfucker has gotten Netflix, HBO Max, all of this shit that I have on my Roku for free. And the one thing he probably pays for is Hulu, because I did not have a Hulu account and his name is on there. So I unblocked that motherfucker on Instagram. I go to his fucking page. I message him and I send him a video of his right, and I see that on his page it says Jay, like, on his bio. So I'm assuming the other name that was under there, that was fully under there, that's his new girlfriend. So now I'm even more triggered because I'm like, does this bitch know that they're logged into my Roku and these fucking broke motherfuckers are just freeloading off my shit for 4 fucking years? Do you know how much money that is, bro? First of all. Second of all, so I message him, I send him a video, like, you weird motherfucker, why have you not signed out of my fucking Roku? It's been 4 fucking years, and don't even try to deny the fact that you're doing it, you cheap bitch, because look at this video, your fucking name is in my fucking TV. So I didn't even know how to fucking do it. I went on Google, I sent him that message, and then I'm like, I don't even want to have a conversation, so I blocked that motherfucker right after. And then I was wondering, will he still see the message? Yes, it says seen, so he saw it. I blocked him before he was able to reply, because I was like, I just need to get this shit out of my chest and, like, out of me, because I was so upset, bro. That fucking cheap motherfucker has been stealing my shit for 4 years. So I went onto my Roku account, logged all the fucking TVs out of that bitch, all of them, all, I don't know how many, there's like 6, I have 2 TVs, bitch.
Did you change your password though?
Yeah, I changed my password and I signed everything out. But it was just what the fuck, bro. Like, even if I was freeloading off my ex's shit for like 6 months or something, at some point I would sign out. Especially, and if I got a new man, I'm sure he'd be like,
I wonder what he said, like, you were, like, oh, that's my cousin or something.
Bitch, let's be so for real.
When his new girlfriend was just like, oh, like, whose account are we using?
Who's Melody?
Yeah, it's like, oh, don't worry about it.
Bitch, no, she had to know. I don't know. There's no way I would, because I think that's the girl he cheated on me with.
He's still with her?
I think so, because I think that that's been, like, okay, so right after we broke up, I don't know if I told you, my brother saw him with the girl, and it was, like, the day that he was, like, trying to get me back, the same fucking day he had just left my house. I don't know if I've ever told that on here, but anyways, so my brother sees him with another girl, and I, like, called, that was the last day we ever talked, I called him and was, like, leave me the fuck alone, like, just don't ever talk to me again, I'm fucking tired, like, of this shit already. And obviously we were in a really toxic relationship, which... I don't know. It's so funny because I feel like now it's just bringing back to all of the, like, friend things. You know how friends are like, I'm going to need you to give, like, this friendship as many chances as you give that man. At some point in my life, I did give men a lot of chances, but not anymore. Like, I also don't do that. So, I don't know. But 4 years. That was the first time I ever messaged him, and it was just to complain about that.
Right now, I'm on my friend's Hulu account, and she just broke up with her boyfriend, and he was
on it. It was his?
No, he was on it before, and then, like, I checked her, like, you know, I was logging on to mine, but his name was usually, like, before mine, and he's not on there anymore.
Good.
So I'm just like, oh my god, she finally did it. Like, it's actually over.
No, bro, for real, like, I was sick when I seen his fucking name, dude. Because, like, to be honest, out of all my ex-boyfriends, even, like, the recent one, like, the recent ones, yeah. Okay, after him, I've had two boyfriends. Mm-hmm. Official boyfriends. Or not official boyfriends. A situationship boyfriend thing that lasted a few years. You know what I mean? The one that I was all heartbroken about.
Yeah.
But I think I learned a lot from that. Like, you know, the last two relationships I've been in, they haven't been monogamous relationships.
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, oh, no, like, thought, they were, thought, like, my, like, they were my person, right? Like, of course, but, like...
Okay, you don't count them.
Not that I don't count them. I do count them as, like, people in my life or whatever, but, like...
The last one.
I don't think that they were, like, they try to play me. They did me wrong. They're shady people in all kinds of relationships, but he still, the ex that was on my fucking account... Thinking about him, it just makes me so sick because he's such a disgusting person. Like, I will still fucking beat him up. I probably said that a million times. Like, yeah, yeah. I hate him. Like, I don't hate him. Yeah, I do hate him. Like, I just, thinking about, dude, hello, he ran me over. Like, thinking about all the shit we fucking went through, I haven't told none of those stories. And you being my, like, friend, I feel like whatever, if you think that there's any interesting stories I should tell, tell me. Because I have so many crazy, like, Krishan moments that I've been through in the past. Like,
okay, I don't know if I wanted to tell the story of you getting run over. Like, I didn't feel like that was my place to, like bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I mean, yeah, that's fucking funny.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is blown on that.
You should, so I could talk about it now. You should have waited until the new season of The Bear came out and he was on episode 7 or 9, how many episodes they have on that show, and then cut it off. Assuming that they like The Bear, you should have waited until they were like on the almost the last episode show that you're sure that they would like, and then be like, ha, now you don't get to see how it ends.
I blacked out, honestly. And sometimes I would think, sometimes I'll be on Netflix, like, I didn't watch this shit. Like, you know, because the people that I share my Netflix with, they know not to click my fucking account or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And obviously, if they were using my account, they were using, like, my profile, and, like, either mine or whoever in my family, like, had a profile. Mm-hmm. He never made, like, an account, obviously, that would give it away that he was using my shit, but
I'm triggered. Oh, so you're, like, he wasn't even on his own, like, I thought you said, like, it was his Roku
account. No, he was on his Hulu account, but every other single account that was on there was mine.
Oh, my God.
Every single other account that was on there, I paid for it, and not even just me, but, like, my cousin gives me his HBO Max account. Like, I have people sharing their shit with me, too, you know? So I just felt so violated. Like, this motherfucker has probably been watching all of my other streaming services, like, Stars and whatever the fuck else I have on there.
You have Stars?
Yes, like HBO Max, Stars, my cousin, like, he gives me his passwords for those, and so
can you lend it to me just for P-Valley? I just want to see.
Yeah, P-Valley. I mean, I have to ask
him. Yeah, for the just ask again,
because it's already logged in here and yeah. The room, but
just say that it's like for 2 weeks. I can finish it in 2 weeks. I swear.
Yeah, so I'm just and I never watch Hulu. If I would have never accidentally clicked Hulu,
oh, you wouldn't have known.
Like, I wouldn't, like, yeah, I wouldn't have seen that that was his account, and it was him and his fucking girlfriend's name on there.
That's so horrible.
Triggering. I like, it really set me because it's been so long, and I'm just like, what a broke bitch.
Whenever I think of Hulu and, like, boyfriends, I always remember how our friend found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her because he gave her his Hulu account, you know, as boyfriends do. And then she was just like, I wonder if his email and password is the same for his Instagram. And it was. And she read his messages. And then
who was that?
He was cheating on her.
I don't know who that was, but that's interesting.
Do you want to bleep it out after?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You don't remember that?
Oh yeah, that bitch is crazy.
I love like how people find out that someone's cheating on them stories. Like I'm sure it's very heartbreaking for them at the
Have I
moment,
don't think
but
I've
it's
had.
fucking funny. Some of them found her baby daddy cheating on her because
She logged into his Apple, no?
His watch.
Yeah.
His phone
A
was
lot of people have caught the By the way, I've said this before probably, don't trust men that have I watches. There's a guy who I used to date who I didn't know he was dating somebody, but I ended up finding out through like his sister that he had a girlfriend after. So he would like cheat on her, leave his phone in the house, and just come over without his phone. And I wouldn't even notice that he didn't have his phone on him because he'd just be on his little watch replying or whatever.
Oh, he had
You
the
can't
plan.
track the iPhone. Like, if you leave your phone, people are going to think you're in your house if they have your
Yeah.
location, and then you're somewhere else replying with your watch from a different location. And they don't
He
have
had
that
data
fucking
on
location.
it. That's like when you have
So
a little extra money, you get the data in there. But that was a whole like plot story on the latest Love is Blind. A guy did that on the
yeah.
show on camera.
Dude, met like
And then his
anyways.
girlfriend was like, or his fiance was just like, oh, he's like, oh, I left it there. And she's like, I can see
Dude, I
where
have a
you're
lot.
at.
Okay, I definitely have going through phone stories, and I also have catching somebody cheating on me stories, but I don't know which one is more interesting, the Jack in the Box story
That's funny.
or like the time that I got my ex drunk, went through his phone, called the bitch he was talking to, but then that was the time that he hit me for the first time, which, you know, I'm fine now. I can talk about it.
And did you leave?
I think he hit me. That was the first time he ever hit me. I think he hit me 3 times before I left. But like after the first time, I definitely was like already mentally checked out. I was just like plotting, like I guess how I was gonna leave him. But then the second time he hit me was crazy because it was in public and like somebody intervened and I called my friend, the whole thing that was like that whole drama.
Yeah.
And then the third time that he did it, I left him because my sister was here
Ugh.
and I was in the room and I told him not right now, and I was on the floor and he just blah. While my sister was here and I had to be quiet, and like that was like I think the time that I'm like, okay, like
That one I didn't know about.
a lot of people don't know a lot of things.
Well, I was gonna say something stupid, but now I don't want
I've kept a
to.
lot of things to myself. What?
I lost my train of thought. But it was gonna be something really stupid.
Yeah, I
Oh
mean,
no,
okay, like
it wasn't that
to be
stupid, but
fair, I beat him the fuck up a lot of times also. Like, not, you know, I'm not proud of it. I don't put my hands on anybody anymore. But I would put my hands on him first. Like, I was the one that was like, slap him, choke him. One time I fucking choked him out. I was so pissed. I slammed him in the hood of my car. Blah. Like, ugh, with all my strength, dude. Yeah. I was really on some, like,
I mean, if he called the cops on you, like
he didn't.
you would have gotten arrested for domestic
Yeah.
violence.
I mean, same
Yeah.
things, you know, vice versa. But,
No,
like,
yeah, but it's just like, you know, how people are like, oh, like girls can hit guys, but guys
it's
can't hit
not
girls.
okay.
It's like no, like legally,
None of them
like
are
you
okay.
can't, like you can't
Yeah.
hit them either. Like call the police and then they'll have them arrested. But no, they want to hit you back. Like,
Yeah. No.
yeah.
Honestly,
What
yeah.
I was gonna say was that I saw like a clip of like some like famous Mexican like screen icon that she was, I don't remember her name, but she was like saying about how like if you're gonna go through a man's phone, you could only do it if you're ready to leave, because if you go in there and you find something and you don't leave, you're the stupid one.
Yeah.
And yeah.
To be honest, I don't think I'm ever gonna go like through a man's phone again, just because like honestly anything is gonna hurt you. Even if you find them liking a bitch's picture, even if whatever, like even if I don't believe in monogamous relationships, okay, like it would still hurt my feelings to see anything that like, you know.
I've literally gone through like a list with my boyfriend about like he'll ask me like, "Can I do this?" I'm like, "No." "Can I like a girl's picture of this?" "No." Now he'll be like, "Okay, so what if she's like at a birthday and like," and I'm like, "Yeah, you can like a picture if she's with a birthday with like her friends." He's like, "What if it's just like a selfie?" And I'm like, "Depends on the selfie. If she's smiling and like looking like, oh, like happy Sunday, then yeah. Is she looking at the camera all sultry?" "No, you can't."
Lol. See, so like I feel like I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I would care now if a guy's like liking a girl's pictures.
But again, depends on the picture.
Like, but don't see, like, dumb. I feel like my whole mindset has changed now too. And now, in a weird way, the other day I was thinking, like, I feel like the whole time that I was getting cheated on, I was also pissed because I'm like, I was probably also like, they're fucking, you know, like doing other shit. And I did cheat. I was a cheater back, or whatever that's called. Once you cheat on me, it's on. It's up. Like, it's a game now. You know what I mean? You want to play that game? I can play that game too. You did hurt my feelings. But your feelings are about to get hurt too. I don't do that anymore. If you're cheating on me, like, that's hard because I let you fuck other bitches now, you know, or whatever. Like, I go to parties or whatever. There's options for you now. So if you're still
cheating on me through that. Then you have to go through, like, you have to be doing a lot. Like, you have all this that you can do and you're still working extra hard.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, asshole. Like, you'd be surprised. Yeah, like, even now, like, all the relationships I'm in, even though I'm so lenient, it's like people still think that it's, like, okay to lie or, like, whatever the fuck. But that's a story for another day.
You can't give a mouse a cookie.
What, like, what is the whole?
You haven't read it?
Okay. No.
It's the book is called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. It's basically I give you an inch, you take a mile, which my parents would always tell me.
Yeah. I really think that's one of my flaws in dating is that I'm too chill. Like, I don't care. And it's, like, a problem. Like, no, do you make that face because you think, like, that's not possible? No, yeah, people
take advantage. Hitting each other, like, I don't know.
That was before.
Okay, so now you're too chill.
The last time I fucking put my hands on somebody was, like,
so now,
2019.
Now you're too chill in your relationships.
Yeah, like, I won't text you back all day or whatever, and then you'll, like, then somebody ends up getting pissed, or, like, I could go on vacation by myself for a week and I'll talk to you the whole week. And I feel like people, number one, take that, like, in a bad way. Like, they think I don't like them or something because I'm able to, like, just do my thing for a while. But I like to, like, isolate from everybody, like my family, my friends. Like, I just sometimes like to be alone. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm still trying to figure that one out right now currently.
What, like,
me dating people and stuff, like,
save yourself, I don't know, heartache.
Yeah, and then I have to, like, adjust everything that I do sometimes. I feel like, you know, if I'm, like, dating somebody, like, the OnlyFans shit changes, so I haven't even done that actually in, like, the past few weeks. I need to get back on there. I've been MIA. Shout out to my fans because I'm still making money and I haven't even touched it really in the past couple weeks. I have a little bit of vacation content, but I've been focusing on, like, this content before that one, I guess.
Well, get back to it because we need a new camera.
A new camera?
I don't know. One that doesn't make the
beep. I need a new lens. No, okay. I don't know.
We need a new lens, so get back to it.
I'm testing shit out still, you know. I'm still trying. I don't know if this looks any fucking better. I'm sure it looks better than, like, my fucking videos a year ago. But I don't know if it looks any better in comparison to the last couple of videos.
Yeah, but now I have to suck in my stomach. It's hard.
I did like the table better because, you know, it's, like, covering it up. But this is, like, you know, the couch is the podcast style.
I just got a new couch.
You did, finally?
Yeah, I finally
been for, it's been like pressed, a whole year.
I finally pressed buy.
Yeah, what color?
Mustard yellow.
I want.
It's corduroy. I got it on Wayfair.
Okay, so that's, is it the one that has four?
No, my apartment's way too small for that.
Okay, like, there's a love seat that has a double ottoman, and it's yellow, and that's the one that
I was looking at. Yeah, I wanted.
Is it that one?
One with ottomans? No, looks similar, but it comes without the ottoman.
I have one in my cart, literally.
Because my place is, like, narrow, so you can probably fit it here. But for me, like, I was gonna do it, but then I'm just like, realistically, like, it's gonna look too cluttered.
But my place is small. Well,
but it's a fucking.
I can't get rid of, like, my desk or, like, I don't know. I want to get a new couch also because this, shout out to Tina Halata. I bought this couch off of her during COVID before she moved back to New York. And it was like in the fucking garage for hella long. But I was like, I need a couch in my house again. Cause I don't know how long, do you know how long I did not have a couch for? Like for years.
You cater to your dog. And I am so sick of people changing their lives for their fucking dogs. You cater to your dog. So you're like, I can't have a couch because I have a dog that won't get off of it.
No, dude, honestly, he was so bad. Now
I've been left at bars because they brought their dog with them and their dog didn't want to stay at a bar. I've been canceled on because their dog can't stay in their own house for a couple of hours. Like, literally, you can't go get coffee with me because no one can babysit your fucking able-bodied pet.
No, dude, he's really something else, honestly. Like, but I put this couch in and he has actually stayed the fuck off of it. And it's been in here for like a month or more already.
Wow.
So he's learning a little bit, but that's why I have to scream at him because he won't listen. Like if he thinks it's okay, like if I don't scream, he thinks it's fine.
What a miracle a little bit of training will do.
He's better now. He's also fucking like 6 years old now. Which he's a old ass grown ass man, but when he was young, he was so different. Like I almost wanted to give up on him. Like I could not deal with him. It was hard.
He's Charles now. He's not Charlie.
I do call him Charles a lot, but like, it just depends. Mm-hmm. He's like chunky wonky most of the time. Mm. He's literally staring at me right now. From his little bed. I need to get him a new bed also, but that's a whole other obviously topic. I feel like you told me you wanted to talk about something.
No.
You just wanted to talk?
I just wanted to talk.
Oh.
Yeah. I missed you.
Okay, so I didn't give a story. Should I give the running over story or should I give the catching at my ex at Jack in the Box story?
Let's do the Jack in the Box story. The running okay. over story. I'm just like
we can give that one later.
Yeah.
So, I
imagine this. You live in a city where most people, like, know each other for a very long time. You live next to a very, like, the high school that you went to high school with, right? And next to that high school is a very popular
Jack in the Box
fast food restaurant.
Yeah,
that
everybody
is
knows.
Two blocks away from
my house.
Your house.
Yeah. Okay, so
I feel like most like that's like, not oh I'm gonna take my mistress out to eat, you know, don't happen at a Jack in the Box, but they also happen like, you know, like a town or two yeah. over. So
yeah, she I also wasn't from Southgate. He was, but that's not the
well, she's not the stupid the one in this story. No,
it's also me, but it's the more fucked up part about this story for me is that this was. I'm going to say this was like in June of 2016, which that was the year that I got into a really bad car accident. One of my best friends passed away in that accident, RIP. So this was literally like a few months after that. Like, so, and I had literally told this motherfucker, get the fuck away from me because I'm going through a lot, obviously, right now. And I do not need any more stress. I don't need anything else to deal with right now. And he was like, no, like he swore he loved me, right? He wanted to be with me, whatever. So for like probably like a month or more, I didn't drive. And nobody really knows this actually, but like I was really fucked up. Like my back was broken, my shoulder was broken, my jaw was broken. I had like,
she's a bionic woman now.
Internal bleeding. Like, it was really bad. I don't think I have ever really even told anybody, like, the full extent of, like, my injuries. But imagine me recovering from that. Like, I'm barely able to drive again. I'm still, like, physically, like, probably looking crazy because my scar was, like, really bad.
Was your mouth unwired by that?
Yeah. So, I had a wire in my mouth. It, like, was shut for 2 months. So this was maybe like a month after they had like taken my like shit out. I was able to eat again already. That's why I was also driving again. I had just started driving again for a long time. Everybody was like, don't drive. And I just got tired of it. So I was like, I'm going to drive again. So this day, my ex had told me he was working late and he would normally work late or he would work late because I would always go and drop lunch off to him and do that whole like shit. Right. And lunch. So he was like, I'm working late today. I had just talked to him at like 9:30 p.m. and this was like 12 a.m.
And oh, so I thought it was like in the midday.
No, it was in the night. And he was like, I'm staying at work late today. I don't know what the fuck. And that day, I think I was with Francia that day. I don't know what the fuck I was. I did something with my friend. And I don't even think that I was supposed to go that way. But a lot of times, also when I'm like really high, I like black out and I'm just driving. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I wasn't even supposed to go this way, you know? And literally, though, it like it's a block away from here. So
he could have gone to like Tacos Mexico or
yeah, I'm like literally I'm at the light
late night place, yeah. You know,
I'm at the light and I was even coming back this way. Actually, no, I was coming home. I was coming home because I was coming from that way.
Yeah,
I stop at the red light. I'm the first car at the light. I'm like this in the car. I look and I fucking see him in there in the Jack in the Box. Just him. I didn't see no girl, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what the fuck is he doing here?
That's not his job.
We locked eyes. And so I'm like, huh? He's supposed to be at work. So, bitch, I fucking bust a bitch. I fucking pull into the parking lot. I see his car. I park right next to it. And I text him. I texted him, come outside or I'm going in there. And you already know what's going to happen if I go in there. Like, you're going to be embarrassed. You know, like, I didn't say you're going to be embarrassed, but that's what I said. You already know what's going to happen if I go in there. Because obviously, I'm crazy. Was crazy in that relationship at that time.
She's grown.
We were always, like, you know, snapping, fighting, doing all that shit.
True love.
And so, I told him, you already know, like, it's about to go up. You know, like, if I go in there, like, in front of everybody. So, I see him coming out. I get out of the car. He's walking with some bitch who we used to work with, right? Me and him met when I was working at a store.
I thought it was his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And she worked
with us. Oh, okay.
She worked. So that's how I'm like, that's the bitch.
I thought she went to her high school.
No.
Huh.
No. She lived in South Central.
Okay.
She didn't go here. She just worked here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, I recognize the bitch and I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Okay. So then literally they're both just standing there quiet. And I'm like, is nobody going to fucking say nothing to me? And they're like, you know, like both of them all scared. And then she's like, are you guys together? And I'm like, no fucking shit, bitch. Like, do you think that I would pull up here and fucking cause a scene if I was not with this man? And I'm like,
he's my friend.
I'm like, you got me fucked up. And so she's just quiet. So then I just go off on him and I'm like, you fucking stupid, ugly motherfucking piece of shit. I hate you. Like, you know, I was like, you know.
Call him a pussy because, like, guys hate it when you call
him. I don't remember. Dude, I would literally tell him, like, just it would get ugly, you know. I would tell him fucked up shit, like, just you're fucking useless, worthless fucking human being. Like, I would get real ugly with it. Mm-hmm. Back then. So I was going in, she's like laughing at me going in on him, you know, like, and I'm like, and then she tries to go in and then I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, first of all, bitch, I know you knew that I was his girlfriend, so I don't. And then so then I'm like talking shit to him while I'm calling this bitch an Uber. Because I'm like,
why?
Because he wasn't gonna drop that bitch off. I'm like, get in the Uber and go, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
That's a power.
I caught him with that bitch twice. The second time, which is a whole other story. Me and
the first time was
at mom's house. Okay, yeah. So the
first time is the power move. The second time is just like, all right, bitch. Like, you should have left.
Well, no, the second time I didn't catch them together. I went to her house. I picked her up on an Uber when I was fucked up, and we both went to his house because. Whatever. Anyways.
Girls supporting girls.
It wasn't even like that. It was just like he was lying to me. So I was like, oh, all right, let me bring this bitch over so you can lie to me in front of her face then.
To both of us.
You know what I mean? But anyways, I was drunk that day. So whatever. But so I call her Uber, whatever the fuck. And then I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like going off on him. Anyways, I'm pretty sure we broke up that day. And we ended up getting back together after like, I don't know how long it was. There was like a while where we didn't talk. I don't know if it was like 6 months to a year.
Okay.
But I remember we broke up. I broke up with him, okay? After I caught him with that bitch, because there was just no way. I had no self fucking love or self worth or like no sense of.
It's okay. It's
you
okay.
know? It was a long time ago though. But, anyways, yeah, I caught him with the bitch I'd fucking Jack in the Box. Probably like fought all the bitches that I caught him cheating on me with, because they all knew about me. She literally that day told me, like, oh yeah, I seen that you were like at Wing House with him earlier on your Snapchat or something. How, bitch? Like, she didn't even follow me or nothing, you know? But she made that comment, so I'm like, okay, well, like, if there's one thing if you didn't know that I exist, but it's a different thing when you know somebody has a girlfriend and it's a monogamous relationship and they're not okay with it. Because yeah. I wasn't okay with it at that time. And yeah, I don't know. But
I have a heartbreak story from that Jack in the Box too.
What?
I remember this was back in high school, so probably like 2009.
Uh-huh.
I wanna say.
Oh my god, it's with the fucking
Yeah. But I had just gotten back from
Are you gonna drink another one?
I have to drive.
What time is it?
I don't know. It's 7:05.
Okay.
I'll see. So it was like 2009. I had just gotten back from prelims for
swimming.
Yeah, and we like crushed it. We did really good. So we were at Jack in the Box celebrating. They got our order. They got our order wrong.
Uh-huh.
We, like, paid for, like, 3 orders of tacos. They gave us 7 orders of tacos. So, like, we were, like, really celebrating, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the person that I had a crush on at the time, I remember, like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't know if they like me. I don't know if, like, blah, blah, blah. So I was in there, you know, having a taco feast. And then I see him walking with a girl that he had a crush on in the past. But, like, they were, like, all, like, you know, like, flirty and, like, holding each other type of shit. And, like, punching mm-hmm. each other at the same time. Just see them walking, like, across. And I was looking. I was in the other side. I was inside the Jack in the Box looking out. So, like, where you would have been, they were there. And I just remember, like, all my like, joy of having done really well in swimming
uh-huh.
just, like, crumbled in front of me. And I had to keep eating those fucking tacos even though I was crying on the inside. Yeah.
Lol, dude, I honestly was, like, wishing so bad that I was, like, a better swimmer during my whole trip also. I was trying to get a good shot in that see-through fucking glass pool. And I don't know why it was... It was, like, so hard for me to maintain in the middle. Like, I would get... There's, like, clips you could see that I'm, like, just... I would try yeah. and floating up like this. And I'm, like... I would have to literally go all the way down to the bottom where I was literally on the floor. And then slowly, like, come up like
so,
this.
So, tip for everybody that wants to go out the bottom. Uh-huh. You have to release your breath.
Uh-huh.
So, you have to be good with, like, having... like a good lung capacity and not freaking out when you run out of breath underwater, because like uh-huh. realistically you'll be fine, but like people panic. But when you go down, if you want to stay down, you have to release your breath. And then if it's like really deep, you have to like pop your ears, like, you know, hold your nose and like
uh-huh.
blow out so your ears can go out. And that's the only way you're not gonna automatically float back up. So yeah, so next time just
I was like struggling it,
go down and then if it's too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I did towards the end. I really just dove and I would literally hold the sides.
It didn't work.
Like at first, I was like, I could feel the floor like on my stomach mm-hmm. and I would push myself and then that's where I would get the shot of me kind of swimming straight and then I would slowly come up after whatever. But it was like way better than me just attempting the swim because like.
Were you taking pictures outside the clear pool? Like it was you?
It was on my tripod, my camera.
Oh, so, like, okay, cool. I thought somebody was, like, you had, like, a professional photographer. Like,
no, fuck no. Some of the pictures I took, the hotel took them.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Like, I scanned my bracelet and it would take the pictures, some of them.
That's so cool.
But most of them, like, it was just me and my tripod for the most part. Like, I was carrying that shit around. So, I feel like I didn't even get good content. That's a good, like,
porn video name, me and my tripod.
What the fuck?
Can you not imagine it? Like, I'll write it for you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy that I'm seeing.
I give into peer pressure too.
I told him that I liked him. Which is kind of like a big deal to me.
This is
going to
stay longer.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I told him I liked him, which is really nice only because I felt like I could do that. I never feel like I could do that.
Currently?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. I told him this week. No, last week. I told him, like, I like you. You're the only person I've been with since I met you. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up? And he's like, really? Like, out of all your suitors? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't
know. Stop acting stupid. Like, what's up?
Yeah, I was like, I don't even give anybody the time of day. So, like, what's up? And he was like, no, yeah, like, I think we could be great. And then I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so let's talk. I was like, how do you feel about, like, me doing OF, like, collabs? And he was like, I don't even want to put this whole thing on. He was like, I don't think it's necessary, but, like, if you feel like you need to do that and, like, you want to do that, then, like, you know, like, it is what it is. But he was like, I'm also down to, like, stunt cock for you, which I'm like,
that's a new term I haven't heard of. I love it. So, like, that's, like, you know, like, you'll be doing the collabs with him, basically.
But, yeah. Like, face. And I feel like I've always kind of wanted
that. Oh, my God. I, like, love that. Like, I remember when I found out what a fluffer was, and I fucking loved it.
So, now I have to see if he's really, like, if he's real, like, if he's for real or not. But he was like set some scenes up, and I was like, I didn't want to, like, force that on you or anybody that I'm dating, because it's like, I don't want anybody I'm dating to feel like they have to do that with me, like, mm-hmm. you know, because most people that I've dated, they don't want to be on it. But it's also really hard to work with people. Like, I have stories that I don't even really want to go into, but a lot of, like, horror stories of just, like, working with people. I feel like that would be cool if it works out, but if it doesn't, then I'm really gonna go in on the collapse, to be honest with you. You know, like, I'm down to put myself aside, but, like, if it doesn't work, I mean, he knows that, like, I'm sure. Like, okay, I met him on, like, a group chat,
yeah, for I love a sex it. party,
you know, so that's, I feel like that's saying a lot.
Why did I think that I was going to be going to, like, a shit ton of sex parties? Like, as a fucking, like, 17-year-old, I thought I was going to be like, oh, well, as soon as I'm old enough, I'm going to be out there.
Well, you've just never really tried it.
I've gone to a dungeon. That was cool. But, like, no, I've never, like, done it.
I mean, it's scary. Like, you know, the first time I went, mm-hmm. I went with somebody. So, like, I was like, okay, like, I was scared.
I mean, but I guess
once you're there, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, this is, like, not as bad as I thought, or this is not whatever. Like, it's chill. I guess it's not for everybody, though, right? But, like, also,
I haven't tried it, so I don't know if, like, it's not for everybody. Like, the audacity of you. It's not for everybody.
No, like, not for you, but I just...
Well, no,
like,
I have a boyfriend right now, but...
No. I just imagine... I just pictured myself, literally, right now that I told you, like, it's not for everybody. I imagine me and my ex... watching somebody get fucked, mm-hmm. like, because that was just, like, a clip in my head of the party that, and so I thought, not everybody's okay with that,
you know? Of course, like, not.
So, and also, like, there's, like, it smells like sex in there and shit, like, it's very, like, I don't know, but I don't know if I would feel comfortable going alone. I was exploring that before I met this guy, mm-hmm. and now he's kind of, like, we'll go together.
Okay.
But I'm, like,
and see, I would only be comfortable going alone, like, assuming it was safe and, like, you know, like, I was, like,
yeah, I mean,
part of, like, a community and shit where I knew that, like, I probably wouldn't, like, get fucked up, but, like,
so, like, there's rules and shit at all the parties, like, yeah, it has to be consent, you can't just, you know, you gotta ask, you gotta,
yeah, whatever.
But a lot of people go to just watch people or warriors.
I like, even if I wanted to, like, watch, I wouldn't go with someone. Like, I would want to go by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go with, like, a partner or anything.
I feel like you would get attacked if you went alone. That's the only thing.
Like, asking the boys?
Like, everybody's gonna try to fuck, and I feel like that's overwhelming. Well, for me, it would be overwhelming that everybody's like, you know. I feel like I would be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And when you're with somebody, it's kind of like, not, people are not gonna approach I just, you like that.
Personally, I feel so much more comfortable doing things by myself when, as soon as someone that I know is around me,
I do like doing everything by myself.
Yeah. Like, when I go to parties by myself, I usually end up having, like, the best time ever. You're still a Taurus. Gemini season, right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of loved ones that are Taurus and Geminis.
I feel like there's so many people that have birthdays in May.
I am broke. Dinners, fucking gifts, I went on a week-long trip as well for work.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Puerto Rico. I had to change my room as well.
You told me, kind of.
Because there was cockroaches in my room. And here I am thinking, oh, it's a cockroach in a very humid island. That's normal, right? I'm like, I'm not going to be one of those guests because, you know, I worked in a hotel. So, like, I was just like, you know what? It's one. It's next to the bathroom. That's not that weird. And the next day, I see two more. Kill, kill. And then I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Is this normal? I get on Reddit. I'm like, is it normal to have roaches in Puerto Rico? And people are like, yeah, but you should still tell the front desk. So I'm just like, okay, maybe I should tell the front desk. As I'm calling the fucking front desk, I see another one and another bug. And then I'm like, hey, like,
was it like right next to the beach?
It was on the beach. It was like, it was a very nice hotel.
Was it like a cabana or something?
I was in my room.
But like, you're like up in
the... I'm on the fucking like 10th floor. So like, yeah. And then like, very nice.
Did you have like a balcony?
The door to the balcony was sealed shut, so I couldn't get out of, like, I couldn't open it. And they asked me that, but, like, I call, I'm very nice, I'm just like, I just seen, like, you know, four fucking roaches, is this normal? And they're like, it's not supposed to happen. And then someone else gets on the call with me, and they're like, oh, did you open the door? And I'm just like, no, it's not my fault, I didn't open the door.
Yeah.
And then they gave me another room. Literally right across the other room, but it was facing the ocean this time. The other one was facing, like, the parking lot. Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. If that's more expensive than the other one. And I was fine. But, like, yeah. And then I told my boss about it because he didn't have an ocean view and I did. And he's like, well, I guess you kind of earned it. You slept with roaches for the night. Happy Pride Month, but we'll get this discussion, like, after.
Okay.
They are not nice to the Alphabet Mafia.
The Alphabet Mafia?
LGBTQIA.
Uh-huh.
Or IA.
Who?
Any blood donation center. We've, like, advanced society, but not that much. And then also, if you have malaria, you can't do it.
I just hate this country so bad.
Mm. But I don't think you can do it if you went to Mexico for the last 6 months. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of, like, little...
Yeah. And the only reason I've been donating, well, I like donating blood. I feel like
I really want to get back into volunteer work in general.
I just want to see, like, my blood. But, like, I also do it because it keeps me from getting piercings. Because you can't donate blood if you've had a piercing in, like, the last year or, like, 6 months.
I don't think I want more.
I lost a lot of mine.
I did actually want to get the other side of my nose back. Mm-hmm. I don't know now. I felt like it was part of me at some point, and now I'm just like, should I get it back or not? Because I'm just so sensitive that I almost always get a keloid. Mm. And then I have to, like, suffer through it until it, like, goes away, gets better, and then it's like, okay, but... Is your you're still pierced? Mm-mm. No?
Started getting action, so I had to take it out.
Oh, that actually, like, bothered it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, like, but, you know... I had some fun with it.
I don't think I'm gonna take my nipple piercings off, probably.
I'm gonna do it when I get a boob job, but not until then.
I feel like I'm going through, like, a weird midlife crisis.
Let's hope not. That's 60.
Whatever, quarter. Whatever it is. I'm just like.
120.
I'm like, I feel like I want to get surgery, but then I'm like, I think I want a kid. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, how soon? Do I want surgery or a kid? Like, should I get it before I have a kid or after I have a kid?
Mommy makeovers. But I don't want you to have a kid.
I feel like a lot of people don't. I don't want a kid right now, but I do want a kid.
I feel like you should. I don't want. If you're going to have a kid, do the surgeries after you have a kid. That way, like, if anything, you know, like, changes, you can, like, all right, like, I'm only going to do this shit, like, once, right? Or. But.
Yeah. I mean, I know you could have a kid after you have a surgery, but
then you might need another one.
Okay, no, I would, I imagine I get it. Okay, this happened, no offense to anybody, but as so many people I know have gotten surgery and they get pregnant right after. And I'm just like, fuck, like, I just,
Don't do that.
I mean, of course, but, like, it's just, it's so common. And it's, like, also, like, you know, I don't know when I'm going to fucking have a kid or when the fuck, like.
Mm-hmm. Kid for, like, right now?
Not right now, but, like, before I'm, like, 35.
Unless we moved it up.
I'm 31. Uh-huh. That's 4 years. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, probably. I don't think I want to be a 40-year-old mom.
Sure.
But, like, what if I fall in love with somebody?
Okay, well, if you fall in love with somebody and they have a 401k.
Ideally.
And they have
I have really no good, insurance.
And they have really good health insurance.
Yeah, that's the... that's then,
yeah. You can't... Please promise me you're not going to have a kid with someone that doesn't have health insurance that they can add their family members to.
Well, I mean, like, I don't have insurance. How about the, like, I wouldn't...
No, they would need to have insurance.
Yeah, how am please. I going to... How am I going to fucking... Yeah. I think those are my requirements, to be honest. Like,
they can't snorkel right off the bat. They're not, like, from the Blue Lagoon.
I would still... I think I would be, like, that person that just took my children traveling with me, though.
Yeah, but, like, you gotta wait a little
until they...
Bit.
I wouldn't take... I don't think I would take... Well, me, I don't know. I wouldn't say no. But, like, once they started walking, yeah. I would, like, take them with me to, you yeah. know. I don't think it would stop me. But, like, I don't know. I do want to have a kid at some point. I just don't know when, but now I'm just, like, I feel like it's hitting me because I'm getting older. Like, I'm like, fuck, like. And now, because of none of my friends have kids, I'm just, like, but it's, like, I don't do anything.
Darlene, your best friend. Oh,
that's
has
true. That's true. But I feel like, I don't even feel like, I don't know. They're so chill. They're always around, but, like, yeah. Why am I crying? I keep crying. I've been crying, like, all day long.
I thought it was just, like, irritation from your eyes. Are you actually crying?
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, fuck. Not, like, I don't feel emotional.
I thought it was, like, an eyelash.
No, like, I've just literally been crying all day.
No, it's okay. I like, had to redo my eyeliner because I just
finished,
I just finished like, the show. And it made me cry so much.
But it's so weird because I don't, like, I think I'm ovulating today. Is that, like, a thing? I'm crying for no reason. Like, this conversation is not sad or anything.
You're supposed to be, like, horny and not in tears. But maybe being horny...
I took a pregnancy test last week and it was negative.
Huh? Jesus Christ.
Just because it came soon. Like, my period came sooner.
Bro.
And it was weird last month also. So I was like...
Oh, I guess that...
That's weird. Like, let me just see. Because I've heard a lot of people, like... still get their period or whatever, like, spot or, the implantation yeah. bleeding and shit. So I was like, let me just make sure. But I'm pretty careful. I've actually been crying, like, all week. That's why I've been just, like...
Well, I'm on my period, so I've been crying a lot today, too. But, yeah.
It's no, I had my period already, like, last week. Mm. I got it as soon as I came back from vacation.
That's lucky. You know what? This year has gone better for me than last year because, or from, like, all the years. Usually, I get my period when I have to do something, like, that's not the norm. Like, whenever I have any trips, period. Weddings to yeah. go to, period. I had a fucking...
to push it?
I had a Spartan race. I had to go under the fucking mud, period. I did that shit with a tampon inside of me.
Well, yeah. What else?
Well, I was scared. I'm just like, what if the fucking mud gets in there?
It would, like, block it out.
It's cotton.
Okay, we need to end this because I'm crying. And it's already been a fucking hour.
Yeah. All right, I need to ask you what that stuff is.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
I'm crying. Request, yeah, I'll see you guys on the next one.
Request for me in more episodes.
Bye.